Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, our first lesson along this line, we saw Jesus prayed. And He prayed a lot. Sometimes pray all night long. And we concluded, if Jesus needs to pray, we need to pray. If Jesus prayed a lot, we should pray a lot. The servant's not above his master, right? If Jesus needed to pray, we need to pray. And I know it sounds kind of humorous, but you do know most church-going people don't pray much. Very, very little. And that also answers some questions. But we can't be responsible for everybody else, but you can for yourself. Did Jesus pray?
Yes.
Should you pray?
Yes.
Jesus pray a lot?
Yes.
Should you pray a lot?
Yes.
Selah. As it came to pass, as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, so they didn't interrupt Him and bother Him, one of His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray. They requested of Him. Now, you see, they esteemed prayer. They saw Jesus praying. They're with Him on a daily basis. They'd see Him when He would stop and go aside and pray. And they knew not to bother Him. And they'd see Him sometimes when He'd go out all night long and they knew He wasn't there at the house or wherever they were sleeping. And He comes back in the morning and He's been gone all night. And they know what He's been doing. And then they saw the results. They saw when He went and preached to the masses. They saw the miracles. They heard the amazing messages. And He said, I only say what I hear the Father say, and I do what I see the Father do. When did He hear these things? When did He see these things? No doubt much of it in these times of fellowship and communion with the Father. Not a dead, religious, ritualistic, repetitious praying, but a communion, a living communion with the Heavenly Father, speaking to Him and Him hearing and responding. Listening to Him, I'm not talking about trying to hear an audible voice, but learning how to hear on the inside, as every Christian, every believer can do if we will. So they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And verse 2, He taught them and us some things about prayer and about what to pray for. Should we treat this as important? You know, it's widely known as the Lord's Prayer. But actually, it's not just a prayer He prayed. It's Him teaching us how to pray. He said, when you pray, so that means you pray. Notice Jesus didn't say, if you pray. What did He say?
When
you pray. When you pray, say this, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as for we also forgive everyone that's indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now you notice this is a little bit different from Matthew's account. Let's go to Matthew 6 right now. But one thing you've got to watch about this is if you have heard this religiously repeated many times, then you don't even hear it anymore. If you just pray it by rote, and your mind's even somewhere else, that's not what Jesus intended. In fact, you'll see this in Matthew. In Matthew 6, verse 5, Jesus said, when, there it is again, when you pray. Mm-hmm. Tell your neighbor, help them out, say, when you pray,
when you pray.
When you pray. What does that mean? That means you're going to pray, right? You're going to pray. When you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are. Now, one of the biggest things about being effective in the things of God is that you cannot have any phoniness about you, because you can't fool God. He sees through all facades, and He sees right into your heart. The Bible says all things are open and naked before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. And you come across with some phony, some religious thing that's not real and genuine, He's not going to hear you. He's not going to hear us. Talk like you talk. He already knows how you talk. He hears you the rest of the time when you're not in church. And be real. Be genuine. As honest and as sincere as you know how to be. And He'll hear that. Doesn't mean He can answer it just because you're sincere. You also have to pray in line with the Word. You also have to pray in faith. But sincere is a good start. He'll at least listen to you. Don't be as the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets. They only pray in public with an audience, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. Whatever they get out of people seeing and hearing them pray, that's all the results they're going to get from that kind of praying. He said they have what they're going to get. Verse 6, but you, when you pray. He keeps saying that. Yeah. When you pray. He's expecting you're going to pray. When you pray, enter into your closet. So that means you need a house. And you don't need one of these little tiny little things that you can only reach in. You need a closet big enough to get in there.
Right. Amen.
Come on, you don't want to argue with this. You want to go, yeah. Yeah, amen. Right? Wouldn't hurt to have a recliner in there in the closet, right? I mean, in the closet. We're talking about a nice, big closet, because you may spend some time in there. Enter into your closet, and when you've shut the door, so you can fit in there, with room to move around, pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. So we don't pray for other people to see and hear us pray. Now, that doesn't mean we're ashamed to pray in public, but we don't do anything for other people's benefit just to see us and hear us. Amen. And you do most of your praying in private. Verse 7, but when you pray, there it is again. Tell your neighbor, when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think, and they're wrong, that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Vain repetitions. That's saying the same thing over and over and over again and calling it prayer. The head of the church told us specifically, don't do that. Don't be repetitious and mindless and ritualistic about prayer. You got to watch about just going into this mode and even praying what we call the Lord's Prayer. They think they'll be heard for their much speaking, but their heart's not in it. They're not aware that they're talking to the Father. Verse 8, be not therefore like to them. Should we take the Lord seriously on this? For your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him. We need to be mindful that we're speaking to someone, a very, very great someone. And we're not informing him about the situation. Why do we pray? It's not to inform God. He already knows. And he's not slow. And so by the time you get the second word out of your mouth, you're not going to have to explain it to him for an hour for him to get it. He saw you coming. Right? Before you ever open your mouth. We need to remind ourselves continually of who we're talking to. Who he is. What he is. And absolutely cut out this mindless parroting and vain repetition and even the whining and crying and begging and calling it prayer. We're going to see that more in just a moment. Remember what the scripture said, we needed help because we don't know what to pray for as well, right? Did Jesus tell us some things what to pray for and how to pray?
Yes.
We should take it very seriously. Verse 9, after this manner, he told us how not to pray. Now he's telling us how to pray and for what to pray. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. So I'm going to segment this. We're going to talk about it a little bit. How do you start off? Our Father. Is he your Father?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you have a relationship with him?
Yes.
Our Father, which art in heaven. Now this is King James language. You don't have to use King James language. You can say it like this, my Father, who is in heaven, hallowed, you could also say holy, is your name. You should start off prayer acknowledging who you're talking to. And keep this in mind throughout your prayer. Now I know this may sound simple, but this is the cause of so much vain praying.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me